story from the Gospel of Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshiped, but they doubted. Think about that. When they saw him, they worshiped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Creator and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." People of God, hear what the Spirit is saying.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, as I mentioned at the top of the service, today we're celebrating the feast of Jesus' ascension and the experience of the apostles that they had of the ascension. As we heard in the Acts of the Apostles in the Gospel reading, Jesus was enveloped in a cloud and he was lifted up into heavens and the apostles were astonished, but they doubted. What were they doubting? There were so many beautiful and famous works of that moment of Jesus in the heavens. Did it really happen that way? If so, and if not, am I missing something? Am I doubting as the apostles did? Or is the Acts of the Apostles and Matthew have something more to say than just Jesus going up? Well, I believe so. And even if Jesus' body did disappear, I think there's a deeper point in that he would be with us to the end of the ages. You believe Jesus is with us? Bishop John Shelby Spong sarcastically said, "Do you suppose that Jesus went up to past the moon and perhaps turned out on the other side of Mars?" The Acts of the Apostles claims that suddenly two men were standing beside him and says, "People of Galilee," and that includes us, "what are you looking up in the sky for?" You see, they're telling it, it's not up there. It's happening here. And that's what it is, right here. Richard Rohr, he says as well, he says, "We shouldn't believe that Jesus got in some kind of rocket ship powering him up." Richard says, "It's not a beam me up, Scotty, moment." So what are we to believe? Listen to the words of the Acts of the Apostles. "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel?" That's a cue that they may be missing something, calling it the kingdom. And Jesus' response is, "It's not up for you the times and the seasons, but you will receive power." He's talking to us. "The Holy Spirit is going to come, and you'll be witnesses in Jerusalem and throughout Samaria to the ends of the earth." Think what they'd be thinking. "God, we're just fishermen, we're just carpenters, we're just everyday people, and we're going to have an impact on the end of the earth?" To that point, I ask, we're in apostles' shoes, do we doubt that too? We're just a tiny little big group of people. And Jesus said he's going to be with us to the ends of the earth, and he's going to give us power, and he's going to have us be witnesses in that. Remember, the stories in the Bible are not meant to be taken literally. They're meant to be understood symbolically and spiritually. John Dominic Crossan, he was the part of the famous Jesus movement. He puts it this way. He says, "My point is that the ancient people told stories literally, And now we're smart enough to understand them symbolically. He said, no. My point really is the ancient people told stories symbolically, and we're dumb enough to understand them literally. You see what it's about? It's about mystery. And with mystery, can we ever totally understand it? And that's the depth that we need to begin to continue to look at. I believe that the ascension is about us. It symbolizes a spiritual ascension that takes place in us here and now. And when we allow the Spirit and the Divine to envelop us and lift us up, that's when we enter the kingdom. We're all one family. So, where is the kingdom of heaven? Well, Jesus had a whole lot to say about it. Are we listening? Jesus never once said it's someplace in the clouds and the thereafter. Jesus said the kingdom of God is here. The kingdom of God is inside of you. The kingdom of God is when we begin and walk that walk and talk that talk and live as people who are accepting of all people. The kingdom of dwell is there. And that's where Jesus goes back in spiritual, is to ascend there, is to rise in consciousness. Webster's dictionary says ascension is a process of rising to a higher power. Our ascension, my friends, is a process. Our rising in consciousness is a process. And that's something that doesn't happen overnight. You ever listen how many times 40 is used in the scriptures? 40 isn't 40 days or 40 years. It's about as it takes time. Moses was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. Was it 40 days? Or did he have to really take time and practice to come understanding? Jonah went through the town of Nineveh for 40 days and 40 nights till the people repented. You think it was 40 days? It took a long time to get the people to listen and to understand and to hear what he was saying. Noah's Ark, a story of the 40 days and 40 nights with the rain. Was it? Or maybe that's that, how long that is journey for us. Jesus spent 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness. Was it 40 days? Or maybe the time that we lost track of him when he was 12 years old until he was 30-something, that was a time that he was discovering who he was and what the divine was in him. The number 40 is not to be taken literally. It's our symbol. You know, how many days we celebrate in Lent? 40 days. And that goes from Ash Wednesday to Easter. And then what goes from Easter to the Ascension? 40 days. It takes us time in process. And each of us are on a different path, a different way in that process of understanding. This isn't just found in the Jewish. Listen to what Thich Nhat Hanh said today, which Doris read so well. The object of practice, and that's what we need to be about. The object of practice should first be understanding myself, loving myself, caring for myself. Because until I do that, I can't care for others. I need to love myself as I am, with my strengths, with my weaknesses, with the good stuff I do, and sometimes on the failing, which is more than we want. It's about accepting us. You know, Marianne Williamson, you all have heard that poem of hers. It's not our light that we're afraid, our darkness that we're afraid, it's our light. We're afraid to become that we are that child of God, that we do have that power. That's what the apostles are doubting, that they would have that. As children of God, we're here to focus and learn that we're meant to ascend spiritually, to rise in our own consciousness. And that brings us freedom. In his book, Spiritual Liberation, Michael Beckwith says there's four stages that we go through in consciousness. He said the first stage, it's described as to me. Y'all have heard it before. Why has this got to happen to me? Why is this happening to us? And that's the first level of it. And get an understanding that we need to get beyond that. Because he says the second level is that we speak in ascending consciousness, is that we're not victims of why is it happening to me. Life happens by me. Why is it that some people can accept tragedy in different ways? Why is it some people can see? Because it's a process. It's a journey. It's a struggle, and we flip back and forth. It doesn't all happen at once, and then we're that way forever. It's a continued growth. That second stage is when we discover that we need to change our thoughts. I call it's understanding our meta-thinking. I tell the ladies at TCI, I said, how many times you go, dumbass? How, you know that F word, stupid yeah. Am I? How can I do that? Well, we're children. Children need to be taught. Children need to grow in maturity. We need to grow in maturity. We need to grow in thought. Life just doesn't happen that way. It happens by me. And when I begin to realize that, what Chuck Crossan says is we're about halfway through. Because the next stage is that it happens through me. This stage is a stage of surrender where I stop trying to control things. Nobody tries to do that, eh? That we just allow God to work in us. And that we become instruments of His peace. We become channels of God's grace. And that's an awesome thing, but there's another thing that we need to go for true ascension and spirituality. And that fourth ascension is that it's as me. I and the Creator become one. God as me, one and the same. In this stage of consciousness, it was achieved by Jesus and many others. Thich Nhat Hanh was talking about that very thing today. That's what Theophilus was to learn. As a lover of God, Theophilus is direct to you and me. That's what we're meant to be about. And it's not an ego trip. It's a setting of who we are deep down. We're children of God, and we're born to make manifest the glory of God. That glory of God that's within us, and to see that glory of God in each other. In looking through and practicing, I came apart a thing that my dad remembered. My dad, he was a baseball coach, and he also worked with us with football. And he said, you got to be careful what you practice, if you practice. Because if you practice bad habits, that's what's going to happen in the game. So you got to practice and continue to take a look at, am I doing it right? Do I have my arm up correct when I hold the bat? Do I approach how I'm going to catch a ball? All that makes a difference. And I think that has to do with our spiritual life too. What I came across was this whole thing of 12 symptoms of spiritual awakening. That they're meant to be practices that we develop. Listen to these 12. They touched me in a way. We have an increased tendency to let things happen rather than to make them happen. That's not easy. I want stuff to go my way. I don't know about you. Too often I got to let things happen, let people be who they are. Two, the frequent attacks of smiling, finding joy in the smallest events, seeing the smallest life is a vision of wonder. Anybody see this sunrise on Friday morning? I sat there and went, oh my gosh, God's showing off. It was gorgeous up there, but it was gone like that. If I could have missed it. Feeling being connected to nature and other things, having that awe. This frequent overwhelming episode of appreciation. You know, gratitude is one of the most important things we need to cultivate, to practice in our lives. The more I'm grateful for, the more I understand things that I don't need that I just want. Gratitude is the power of that. A tendency to think and act spontaneously rather than fear-based experience. You know, we've all had different things that happen in our life. A lot of that lodges back here in the amygdala. I call it the lizard brain, where we just react to things, especially if we've had trauma, if we've had difficult stuff that's happened with that. It just reacts to move beyond it, because that's meant to protect us. but if it goes too far, it destroys us. He says, is six, an unmistakable ability to enjoy each moment. That's what Thich Nhat Hanh was talking about. It's that practice of an acknowledging impermanence. And Hanh says in a couple other places, which I love his saying, he says, long live impermanence. One of the things that I got a plant that teaches me that every year. It's a serious cactus plant. And the serious cactus has a big, beautiful bloom. The bloom's about this big. It opens up gradually about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. By 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock next morning, it's closed. It's gone. If I don't appreciate the moment, I miss it. And I think that's true about how we see each other. The moment of goodness and wonder that's around us. And to appreciate and let people know how much we appreciate that. This is the hardest one for me. It's to lose the ability to worry. Worry about this and worry about that. And how much energy do I put into worrying about what's going to happen on that? And I need to let that go. Amen. I need to let that pass. Because it affects how I'm with others. And is worry going to let me accomplish more than I have? No. I just have to be with that. Here's another one that really is, I think, important in this day and age. It's to lose the interest in conflict. The opposite is that I have to be right about the argument. Can I focus more deeply on understanding the other person? Can I focus more deeply into seeing what might be going on in their life that I have no clue about, or even in myself in that? Seeking understanding and letting go of the fact that I got to be right. A loss in interest in interpreting the actions of others, that I seek the presence of unity. These aren't easy things to do. And that's why it took 40 days in Lent, and 40 days between now and East and Ascension, and 40. It's a process of life. Rather than aging, I think we ought to be saging. Growing in wisdom in that. I lose interest in judging others. I see others with compassion. And compassion is be able to experience their joy and to experience their sadness with that. And I gain to ability to love without expectations of something in return. We live in a very, I get this if you get that. And that doesn't, I think, meet what ascending in spirituality is about. I believe that despite what we may be hearing and seeing, I really believe that the human race is rising in consciousness. More and more people are awakening, I believe. We look at this gathering here, we look at what happened yesterday. That wouldn't have happened 10 years ago. It's growing, and I believe it is there. And I think I cannot afford the attitude of being discouraged. I need to allow myself to keep rising, to come to a deeper oneness, and to know that Jesus is with me to the end of time. In this poem, it's from Wendell Berry. And when I rise, let me fly like a bird beautifully, joyfully. And when I fall, let me fall like a leaf gracefully. And when I stand, let me stand like a tree strong and tall. And when I lay, let me lay like a lake reflecting all. And when I resist, let me resist like the sea relentlessly. And when I sing, I will sing like the wind wild and free. Grow and lift yourself up. Help others to ascend, to bring the kingdom of God here on earth where it's always meant to be. Namaste.